Choose Financial Freedom Course by Nick True, Lesson 4. Long-term thinking will make or break you. All right, so in the last email, we talked about getting clear on the outcomes that you want and letting that drive the stuff that you buy. Well, today we're going to focus on thinking about those outcomes over long-term. Remember, finding financial freedom isn't about being cheap or frugal. It's about making conscious choices that are driven by your deep desires and plans. Now, choosing financial freedom is all about learning how to play the long game. It's about being patient. It's about sticking it through. So let's jump in. Winners think long term. The first thing you need to know about long term thinking is that it works. Whether it's your marriage, your finances, your business, or your career, the people who think long term are the most patient are the most successful. Like we talked about in the second email, life and money is really hard, and thinking long term is no different. But if you want to be successful and find financial freedom, it's vitally important. Here's one example. Jeff Bezos, CEO and founder of Amazon. In 1997, the year Amazon went public with its stocks, Jeff Bezos issued a letter to the shareholders discussing all the important reasons for long-term thinking. In it, he said, "We can realize our potential as people or as companies." Let me repeat that. We can't realize our potential as people or as companies unless we plan for the long term. Now, 20 years later, Amazon is one of the largest companies in the world and has completely revolutionized the way we do our shopping. Jeff Bezos is just one example of successful people who thought long term. Check out this article by James Clear where he discusses how Mozart, Picasso, and Kobe Bryant all had long-term thinking. The bottom line here is that successful people all have one thing in common. They think long-term and simply continue to show up. Long-term thinking is hard. Now, you know why that it's important, but let's be honest, it's hard to do. I want you to think about a decision that you've made that you regret or something you bought that you no longer care for. Now ask yourself, were you thinking long term when you made that decision? The answer is probably a resounding no. That's because we humans are focused on instant gratification and impulses. It's why Walmart is able to sell so many candy bars by sticking them right at our face at the checkout line. You're there and you see the Reese's bar. It's only a dollar, so you grab it. Did you go to Walmart to buy Reese's? No, but you bought it. All because we're wired to think in short term. Long-term thinking is extremely difficult because we're so driven by short-term gratification. We want it, and we want it now. It's why people get into debt, gain weight, eat midnight snacks, and stop working out. Doing things now that pay off much later is very difficult and unnatural to us. Recognizing this is the first step to actually changing your thinking to be more long-term. Let's look at a few ways that you can start to do this. Here's three tactics to start thinking long-term. Number one, get a clear picture of what you want in the long-term. As a young person, it's really difficult to know what you want. It's hard to visualize what you want retirement to look like, what you expect life to be in 30 years, or the sorts of things that will be important to you then. Because it's so hard to visualize, we often just don't do it. But here's a way to get started picturing it. I want you to make two columns listed called Life in 30 Years. One column should be labeled what I want, and the other labeled what I don't want. Now, choose 3 to 5 people that you know personally. It could be your dad, your mom, your grandparents, your friends' parents, people from work. And I want you to get a very clear picture in your head of what their life looks like right now. Next, start writing down things about their lives under the appropriate columns, just like I've done below. And so he has here in what I want, these are the things that are listed of things that he sees in the people around him. That they can afford to travel. They can spend time with friends. Is healthy and still runs. Can spend time with kids. Is involved in community. They have enough money to bless kids and grandkids. Can work when they want. Do meaningful work that makes an impact. In the column what I don't want, it says works 60 hours per week. Misses family events for work. Can't afford to retire and forced to work. Can't spend time with grandkids. Not healthy enough to play with grandkids. Lives far away from family. Unable to afford to send kids to university. A financial burden for my kids and grandkids. Once you've identified these things in others, it's much easier to visualize your own future because you already know what other people's lives look like. You see them every day. This is more than just finding financial freedom. This is financial freedom plus. This is what you dream about your life being in the future. Now you can use this list to figure out what you need to do now to make sure that you do not end up in the same position. For example, there are people that I work with who are working massive amounts of overtime, 60, 70 hours a week, because they didn't save much for their retirement when they were younger, and now they're trying to make up for lost time. I already know I don't want to do that when I'm 55, so I need to start saving for retirement now. Number 2 tactic, ask yourself if you'll be happy with this choice in the future. Next time you're about to make a purchase, I want you to do 2 things. First, ask yourself how you'll feel about this thing in 1 week, in 1 month, and 1 year from now. Will you still enjoy it? Will it still add a lot of value to your life? Will you still be excited? This is the time to be super honest with yourself and think about how the things you're buying fits into your really wants and outcomes that we discussed in lesson 3. Second, wait a few days before you buy it. Most of the time when we buy new stuff, we don't need it right at that moment. We just want it then. I encourage you to stop, put it back on the shelf, and leave the store. If you think about it for a few days and then still really want it, then come back and buy it. Odds are, though, that you will have moved on to something else, and it's just the natural way of things. Tactic number 3, dedicate time to thinking about the future. Another thing that Jeff Bezos does is keep Mondays and Thursdays open for unscheduled. He uses this time to think about the future of Amazon. He surfs the web, finds new ideas, read, and think. This is an extremely important part of the strategy because it allows him to always make decisions about the present while keeping the future in mind. Since he spends a lot of time thinking about the future, he's very familiar with what he's working towards and when the time comes to make a decision. Now, while you might not be able to dedicate 2 whole days a week to do this, you can start small right now. Start by taking a 15-minute walk around the block to just think about the future at least 3 days per week. Spend time thinking about what you want to do next week, next year, and in the next 5 years. Think about the sorts of impact you want to have in the life of your family, friends, and community. If you don't have time to take a walk, just start by thinking in the car. Instead of listening to the radio or your iPhone, shut all the music off and just think while you drive. The important thing here is to just start thinking about what you want to do in life. Like I said before, one of the biggest problems we have as humans is we never stop to think about the future. Now is the time to change that. Of course, you don't want to get caught up in the future that you stop living in the now, but for many of us, that's not a problem. Most of us are so focused on the now that we don't think about how what we do now impacts our future. So start small and start thinking. As your future starts to become more top of mind, you will naturally start making better money decisions. Decisions that help you choose financial freedom. Put one foot in front of the other. Choosing financial freedom is a long game. It's not something you do for a week and then you've won. It's all about steady plodding, staying the course, putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward. To recap here, the three ways to start thinking long term are: 1. Visualize your future. 2. Ask yourself if you'll still be happy with a purchase in the future and wait a few days to buy. And 3. Dedicate time to thinking about your future. Well, that wraps it up for lesson 4. Be sure to keep an eye on your inbox or on the podcast for the last lesson of this course. And remember, until then, choose financial freedom.